Hello.
Hey, Mr. Harris, how'd everything go?
It went okay. I was just was calling you, trying to get in touch with you to see
Yeah.
where I go next. What's
Got
next?
it. So they will take all of this to process. They're going to send all these approvals from the doctor, area on aging, back to the broker. They'll smush them all together and send it to the county assistance office. This should happen, and I'm going to reach out to them by Monday. What'll happen is they will assign you a caseworker at the county to approve you for the program. They will take a look and see if they're missing any financial information from your Medicaid profile, if you need any renewals, new reports in income, resources, anything like that. They will send you a letter home letting you know if you're missing anything. I'm going to try and get an answer sooner, and get you the caseworker's name and number so we can contact them and stay on top of it. But that is the next step, is you get a caseworker from welfare. They look at the case, they review it, and they let you know if anything is missing.
Okay, now I did hear the guy when he was talking when he was here yesterday. He was saying like financial, like bank account, which I don't have. I use Cash App to get my money from Social Security,
Okay, so
and
they deposit it into Cash App.
yes,
Okay.
and so I, you know, he was saying about bank statements, and I was like, I don't know how to get that because I don't have.
You just have the Cash App.
Yeah, I guess that is a financial institute, but you know.
So you can get let me see. Are you able to get bank statements off of Cash App, like monthly statements?
That's what I was trying to look for yesterday. Maybe I'm
If
gonna Google it. That's what I'm doing.
any state is a 5-year look back, but don't let it freak you out, because if you haven't had the bank account open that long, just provide what you can. Like if you only opened it this year, that's fine.
Oh,
And
they want to go
then,
back 5 years?
yeah, the entire, it's the countrywide, yeah, it's 5 years for Medicaid.
Okay, so if I had money in my bank account, I had a bank account 5 years ago, but I don't have one now. So with that, you know.
Okay. Now, where was that open through?
What you mean?
Like, was it your own personal bank? Like, it was like a Wells Fargo, credit union, TD type?
Yeah, it was
Okay.
the TD Bank I had got 5 years ago. Yeah, it was
Okay.
5 years ago. I had got Case money, but I blew through that.
Okay. And then, is that bank account closed?
It is.
Okay. You may, if they flag it on your account, you may have to reach out to TD. Depending on the time frame, we may have to reach out to TD to get a closure letter on that, because they will flag it. And then, so you get it into Cash App. When did you open the Cash App account? 5 years ago?
No, I just opened the Cash App account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's been 5 years, but I wasn't using it like I'm using it now to get.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was just, you know, if somebody sent me $20, or if I sent
Yeah.
somebody $50,
Okay.
that.
So the issue and why I'm asking all these questions is the whole premise of the bank statements is they want to see where you get your Social Security deposited. So for you, it kind of jumps around. So it goes from the TD to where?
Okay, right now the TD Bank has been closed now for a couple of years.
Okay.
So, and I just started getting the money deposited from
Oh,
Social
you just started
Security.
getting the payment.
Yeah, August
Got
1st.
it. Got it. Oh, okay. Okay, you're fine. You're fine. Sorry. I thought you were getting it for like years. Okay. So then all you would have to provide is I would say this year's statements from Cash App, just 2025. That's what they're going to request. If that's your situation, and if you didn't start getting the payments until August, the beginning of the year, it'll prove that you didn't get the payments on Cash App, and then they obviously have the approval date for your payments in the system, so they can look at when you were approved and match that up to the bank statements. That'll be fine.
Okay. Now,
Are
I
you?
do see here where Okay, I do see monthly statements, but it's not letting me, like, download it. Will I be able to go into the county assistance office? Maybe they can help me, show me how I can download it or forward it.
Let me see. Hold on. Let me open. If you don't mind, I can open my own personal Cash App so I can help you. See, on my own, let me see. Do I even have Cash App? I do. All right. Let's see. I'm going to look at this. Let me see.
I tapped on the photo.
Yeah.
And then I went down to documents and statements.
Okay. Oh, jeez, I was looking for that. Thank you. Account statements. Oh, okay. So.
Okay. It says I don't have a savings.
Okay.
Check-ins, account statements.
So go into where you clicked and it says documents and statements. You're there.
Yes.
So go to account statements.
Okay.
And does it have 2025 at the top here?
It does.
So do you see August, July, June, May?
Yes.
If you click, just click 1 month, click August.
August. Okay.
And it pops up. Do you have the share button?
At the top right.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I see that now.
Do you know how to, if you're able to save it to your files, if you want to? I want to say, let's see. You can email them directly to me if you want, just like that. You can email me the PDFs if you can. Do you have my email?
No, but let me see. It's just email.
Yeah, so if you can, so on my phone, it obviously has my app. So when you click to share it, it should have obviously your text messages. No, but if you want, actually, you can text them to me if it'll allow you to.
Okay, I'm just looking at what's up here. I don't even see the 1126. That was placed in my account for Social Security.
Got it.
It got balance August 1st, 74.86. Changed this month, 8.57.
Balance money in, money out.
Balance at August 31st was 9.32. And then I didn't get anything. They didn't give me anything September because I owed for the Medicare. I didn't pay a bill, so they took that for that, which is I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yeah. Okay, I wrote that down. Now, if you're able to, when you hit each one of those statements for the year just of 2025, can you either text me or I am going to send you my email now if you would like, if that's easier for you. You can send those to me.
So you want to go down the list, each one of them, and send it?
Please, that's what they need, just for 2025.
Okay.
So that would be January through August. Sorry.
Yeah, it might be easier to text.
Okay.
What number am I sending to?
The one that I texted you from just now, the one that we're on, the 267-551-7421.
7551. Okay, yeah, I got you.
7421, yep.
All right.
You can work on those.
Okay, I'm starting right now with August, and then I just go down the list because I don't know how to
send
one good text with all of them.
You're all good. Don't worry. And don't worry about spamming me. I'll let you know once I get it, and I'll text you once I receive August, which should be the final one, okay? Or
okay.
January, whichever way you go.
Yeah, I'm sending you August now, so I go.
Okay.
Back.
Okay, so I'll text you once I receive January, just to let you know I got them all.
Okay.
Beautiful. That's what you're missing. Go work on that, and I will turn them in for you.
All right, thank you.
Of course. Take care.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.